All right, good evening. Going to call the meeting to order. Want to welcome all of you to our second meeting in September, our September 25th meeting tonight. We have a fairly short agenda, so maybe we can get you out of here early. I also want to report that our chairman, Jim Donati, had a conflict this evening, and he has to be a candidates forum in out in Verina, important event, and so he will not be attending the meeting, but I'll conduct the meeting. And so with that in mind, then why don't you stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then remain standing for the invocation by Reverend Charles B. Alley, Director of St. Matthew's Episcopal Church.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
O giver of every good gift, we rest in your generosity this day, conscious of your living presence among us. Comfort us in many ways by your sustaining ministry to us, and compel in our service through your loving example before us. Expand our minds to think your thoughts. Expand our hearts to embrace the world with your love. O Lord God, from whom alone comes wisdom and understanding, we beseech you to direct the minds of those who are about to take counsel together on matters pertaining to the common life of this county, that in all their deliberations and decisions they may faithfully discharge the duties of their office and ever promote the health, the safety, and the well-being of those whom they seek to serve, for the honor and glory of your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Manager, I believe we have some minutes this evening.
We do, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. A request is made for consideration of meeting minutes for September the 11th, 2007, both regular and special meeting minutes, and also May 2nd, 2007, special meeting minutes. These have been distributed to you for your consideration.
All right. Can we approve all these under one motion? I guess we can.
You can, sir. Yes.
All right. Is there a motion?
I vote to approve, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Second.
First by Mr. Thornton and a second by Ms. O'Bannon. Are there any corrections noted?
I had a concern, but I got it worked out, and I think it's great now.
Okay. All right. Motion made and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Minutes are approved. Mr. Manager, you have some comments this evening.
I have one comment this evening. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, I'm going to ask Mr. Doug Herbert to stand, if you would, please. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Doug Herbert, who is the chief deputy responsible for court services, training, civil processes, and accreditation within the sheriff's office, is going to retire on October the 1st of this year. Doug has been with Henrico County for a long time. Actually, he worked in Henrico County's Traffic Engineering Division, Department of Public Works, came to us in 1979. He went into the Sheriff's Office on July 14th, 1980. He has risen through the ranks very, very quickly, quite frankly, under the administration of a number of sheriffs. And he was actually promoted to the rank of Major on April 24th in the year 2000. And then on June 24th, 2006, he was promoted to the rank of Chief Deputy, as I indicated, responsible for court services, training, civil processes, and accreditation. Little known fact to those outside of where he works, in January 2004, Major Herbert received the Gold Life Saving Award for rendering CPR to an unconscious victim who had collapsed on the floor of the Family Dollar store while he was working there off duty. And on June 12, 2006, Major Herbert was awarded the Bear Award for Superior Service during the presentation for the American Correctional Association's audit of the Henrico County Jail System. While Sheriff Wade could not be here this evening, he made a very, very special request to me that I call to your attention that Doug Herbert, who has served Henrico County for 27 years with the Sheriff's Office and a little bit longer on behalf of Henrico County, is retiring. We would like to acknowledge that and give him a round of applause for a job well done.
Congratulations, Major. Do you wish to say anything?
I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank the board for their support of the Sheriff's Office. We have made a lot of progress in the last several years as far as being accredited. It was a pretty hard undertaking, but we were very successful in getting both jails accredited, West as well as Kelly. But I just want to thank y'all for y'all's support.
Thank you, man. Good luck.
Chairman, may I also add a kudo to Major Herbert? I'm pretty sure this not just happened in Fairfield District, but in Henrico we have such excellent agencies, and Major Herbert also was very helpful and sensitive to. We have some areas in the county sometimes that needs some help with moving trash and all of that, and that was something that Major Herbert and I convened about, and they came in and cleaned this area up. And the reason, Mr. Chairman, I mention this, it kind of shows you the breadth of our organizations and the members such as Major Herbert and other members of the Sheriff's Office and other offices in the county who show that sensitivity to our citizens. And so, you know, if you were to look at the transcript, he works in the Sheriff's Department, but he also has done so much for citizens in general, and that's the kind of flagship type of organization. And on behalf of the Fairfield citizens, I'm sure all citizens, Major Herbert, we applaud your work, and kudos to you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Thornton. do you have any other comments, Mr. Manager?
I have no other comments this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. How about board members? Any board members have any additional comments this evening?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. First, we have some guests here with us tonight from the Tuckahoe Family YMCA. There's some young men here. If they'll stand up and tell us who they are.
Okay.
It's the Y Guides, right? Y Guides.
Okay.
And this is obviously one of the evenings they spend to with the dads that take the young men out and. Great. Oh, this is great.
Okay,
thank you. Also, there's one scout that's here. If you'd stand up, please, and let us know about what badge you're getting and what your name is and troop number. Thank you for being here. I have one other thing I wanted to mention. Recently, when I was driving west on Interstate 64, it's in New Kent County. Actually, it is when you get on the entrance in New Kent County to come back to the county from Jail East, there is a rest area on Interstate 64. And it's a very special rest area. They've just reconstructed it, and very nice looking. But VDOT, in this particular case, built it with LEED certification. Now, LEED certification is Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and it's referred to as a green building. And I have some information here, and I'm hoping the county will consider possibly in the future, because LEED certification is new to Virginia, but VDOT, which of course is the Virginia Department of Transportation, has decided to build many of their rest stops with this new technology. And in talking to VDOT about this, and I have the name of the gentleman on the back of this brochure, they said the cost to doing these rest stops is somewhere between 4 and 6% more expensive, but immediately you have a savings in utility costs for water and sewer and heat and cooling costs. So I'd like to pass this on to the manager and possibly look into some LEED certification on some of our buildings. Now, Hanover County has one LEED certified school, and I know we're going to have some school construction coming up. But it is something, again, that the state family has accepted LEED certification, and VDOT's even got it. So I thought I'd bring this to you and pass it on so we can look at it in the future. Energy savings, obviously, are real important, and building construction, and there's some items in there that they're reusing materials and the type of cement they use and the way that they use the heat system and so on. Very interesting process. So I just wanted to pass it on, and maybe the board can have some information session on LEED, L-E-E-D, and energy savings involved. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Ben. Any other board members now have anything else to add? Okay. Next item is recognition of news media, and then there's no news media here tonight. Well, interesting.
What's in the back room?
Where?
Will Jones.
Oh, Will Jones. Okay, Will. Thank you for being here. And Channel 17 is represented as well. Okay. And that moves us into proclamations, Mr. Manager. We have three this evening.
It does, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Your first proclamation this evening is for Customer Service Week, which is running October the 1st through the 5th, 2007. Presentation will be made by Mr. Frank J. Thornton, Fairfield District Supervisor. I will ask Sharon R. Hollingsworth, who is the manager of our Employee Development and Training Division, Department of Human Resources, to come forward.
One of the great traditions in our country, has been stated by one of the great traditional companies, when you care enough to send the very best. And I think also what is tangential to that is how we treat people and the type of service that we render to them. Such then is the request and such is the honor of customer service. So it gives me great honor to read this proclamation, which is Customer Service Week, October the 1st to the 5th of the year 2007. Whereas customer service is an ever-changing process that is a critical part of the success of any organization, especially local government, and whereas the County of Henrico is continually attempting to ensure that customer service remains an integral part of our employees' daily lives, and whereas the county's customer service initiatives focus on communication, education, training, and recognition. And whereas the county continues to be recognized locally, nationally, and internationally for the quality of service it provides to all of its customers. And whereas each county employee and county agency continues to promote excellence and customer service. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby recognizes the week of October the 1st to the 5th of the year 2007 as Customer Service Week, and salutes and thanks each and every county employee for the quality of service so willingly given to both the internal and external customers of the county, James B. Donati, Jr., Chairman, and Barry R. Lawrence, Clerk. It's my honor, Ms. Hollingsworth, to present this to you.
Thank you, Mr. Barnes. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and Mr. Manager,
It is an honor for me to accept this proclamation. Thank you for proclaiming October 1st through 5th, Customer Service Week. Thank you also for your support of the county's customer service initiative. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, our second proclamation is Paralegals Week, which would be October 7th through the 13th, 2007. The proclamation will be presented by Mr. Richard W. Glover, Brooklyn District Supervisor. I will ask two individuals to come forward to the podium to join Mr. Glover. Ms. Margaret H. Lewis, who is historian, Local Government Paralegal Association of Virginia, a founding member and past president of the Richmond Association of Legal Assistants and the paralegal in Henrico County's Attorney's Office. She will be joined by Gary E. Soles, who is a paralegal in the Henrico County Attorney's Office also.
Good. I'm going to stick to script just in case y'all want to cross-examine me, okay? This is Paralegals Week, October 7th through 13th, 2007. It's my pleasure to read this to you. Whereas the legal assistant or paralegal is a trained professional who is dedicated to providing high-quality assistance to attorneys, the courts, and the public in the private and the public sectors, and whereas paralegal work has developed into an increasingly important part of the legal profession, whereas legal assistants or paralegals perform a wide variety of tasks, including preparation of briefs and memoranda, document production and organization, factual and legal research, assistance with depositions, interrogatories and answers, and assistance at trials and hearings. And whereas the Local Government Paralegal Association of Virginia, Incorporated, better known as LGPA, which is dedicated to promoting the continuing education and professional development of legal assistants or paralegals throughout the Commonwealth who work in the area of municipal law, has an active presence in Henrico County. And whereas the Richmond Paralegal Association, RPA, formerly known as the Richmond Association of Legal Assistants, also offers active professional and educational support to local legal assistants or paralegals, and will celebrate its 25th anniversary on October the 2nd, 2007 in Henrico County at the Richmond Sheraton West. And whereas the Henrico County Attorney's Office relies on the skills and expertise of its three paralegals, one of whom is a founding member of both RPA and LGPA, and whereas Governor Timothy M. Kaine has officially recognized October 7th through the 13th, 2007 as Paralegal Week in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and has called this observance to the attention of all Virginia citizens. Now therefore be it proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby recognizes October 7th through the 13th, 2007 as Paralegals Week, calls this observance to the attention of Henrico citizens, and congratulates the Richmond Paralegal Association on 25 years of service to paralegals and legal assistants in Henrico County and the greater Richmond metropolitan area, signed by James B. Donati and attest Barry Lawrence. Congratulations. You all do a great job for Henrico. I'd have to say that Joe and his office wouldn't look nearly as good without you all. So if you'd like to.
Well, thank you very much. And Mr. Cackley, members of the board, Mr. Manager, and our boss, Mr. Rappasarta.
And Ms. Lewis, let me interrupt by seconding what Mr. Glover says. There's no doubt about that. And we're grateful to the board for all the help that I get from these people. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. We appreciate y'all's recognition of the 25th anniversary of the local Paralegals Association, and I would like to just proudly bring to your attention that it was 25 years ago in the summer of 1982 that we met the entire summer in Henrico County. We met down at where it's the Sheraton West now, but it was where Life of Virginia was. Some of you people might remember the complex was always referred to. I think that's what they referred to it as. There's a triangle building, and we met in that triangle building all summer, and we formed the association to provide continuing legal education and professional development to the paralegals in the Richmond area. And from that grew members who wanted to, it went into work for local governments. And the Association for Local Government Paralegals last year celebrated its 10th anniversary. So we thank you very much for your support, and we look forward to working with you in the future. Come on.
Thank you.
Got one more?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, our third proclamation this evening is for Henrico History Month, which is designated as October 2007. Presentation will be made by Mr. David A. Cackley, Vice Chairman, representing the Three Chop District. I will ask two individuals to come forward to the podium. Ms. Linda A. Dickerson, who is the first Vice President for Programs for the Henrico Historical Society. And she will be joined by Gail L. Davis, who is the second Vice President for Membership.
This is this is a proclamation for our Henrico History Month, and this region, this Commonwealth and region in Henrico County are steeped in history going back to early 1600s, so it's very appropriate that we have 1 month to observe history in Henrico County. And so I'd like to read this proclamation and present you with this copy. This, whereas the County of Henrico has a significant history which includes English exploration and settlement, Native American heritage and culture, Revolutionary War activity, and Civil War battles, and whereas there are many houses, buildings, and sites of historic, archaeological, and architectural value that are an important part of our cultural heritage of this county, and whereas historic preservation has relevance for the entire county, both urban and rural areas, and for Henrico citizens of all ages, all walks of life, and all ethnic backgrounds, and whereas the education of current and future generations will continue to be enhanced through the identification, interpretation, and preservation of the county's history and historic resources, and whereas the County of Henrico Historical Society promotes the study of histories, Henrico's history, while working to discover and collect materials that illustrate the county's past, and whereas the County Board of Supervisors supports the Society's ongoing efforts to promote the county's history and heritage. And now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby recognizes October 2007 as Henrico's Historic Month and calls upon the citizens of the county to recognize and participate in this special observance, and signed by our chairman, Jim Donati, and Clerk Barry Lawrence. So, ladies, thank you for your participation and what you do for the county.
I believe that everything has been summed up in this proclamation, and I would like to say a few words. Mr. Cackley, Mr. Manager, members of the board, my name is Linda Dickerson. I'm the first Vice President of the Henrico County Historical Society, and I'm pleased to accept this proclamation of Henrico County History Month on behalf of the Society. It's been very important to keep history in the forefront, and we continue to, with our efforts to do that, and to preserve history, especially for our youngest citizens. We're proud to carry on the great traditions of historic preservation in Henrico and in Virginia. This has been a very exciting year for Virginia as we're celebrating Jamestown's 400th anniversary, and we've witnessed the visit of Queen Elizabeth to our great Commonwealth. We look forward to 2011 when we celebrate the 400th anniversary of Henrico County's founding and to the many exciting events that will be taking place then. Henrico County Historical Society is proud to be a part of the shaping of the future of Henrico County as we work to preserve our very rich and wonderful traditions and heritages. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we move into the next item on your agenda, which is a consent agenda item. These do not come up very often in Henrico County, but the consent agenda consists of 19 resolutions this evening. These resolutions recognize the Brooklyn District youth who have participated on 19 baseball and softball teams that have captured district and state championships during 2007. 13 of the teams are members of the Glen Allen Youth Athletic Association. 5 teams are members of the Bethlehem Girls Softball Association, and 1 team is a member of the Lakeside Youth Baseball Association. These resolutions are prepared and commend the teams and also recognizing the coaches and players. Presentation of the resolutions will be made at a special awards reception, which is scheduled for the afternoon of September 30th at the RF&P Park. As this is a consent agenda item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, your approval will be granted for all 19 resolutions at the same time. A motion would be in order for consideration of resolutions 315-07 through 333-07.
Okay. Mr. Glover, do you care to add anything to that?
Yeah, I'd like to say that if you hadn't gone out to see some of these girls play softball, or the young kids play baseball from Lakeside to Bethlehem to Glen Allen, you may want to set aside some time next year during the season, because they do play some great ball. One of the climaxes of the season and of the year and of my tenure on the board as far as youth athletics has been this past summer with the 14-year-old World Series being played at the RF&P Park at the new Glen Allen Stadium. It was just fabulous. Sometimes you forgot there were 14-year-olds. And it was just wonderful. And with this, these 19 championship teams, each year, Shoney's and Captain D's has shown fit to sponsor and pay for this reception that we give them, and it's quite an affair. So we look forward to that. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would move 315-07 through 333-07 resolution.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Before we vote on that, I'd like to just add one more comment. I happened to read a letter to the editor from one of the coaches, I believe it was, that visited this Babe Ruth series here this fall. And very complimentary to the citizens of Henrico County for housing of 150 or more young athletes in their homes, and in addition to that, to the great facility that we had, and even mentioned Mr. Glover's name as being a good host out there. So
I prompted him.
So anyway, it was a very successful tournament, and it's a facility we all can be proud of.
Thank you.
And with that, we have a motion and a second. So all in favor say aye.
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 And then the consent agenda is approved.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, you move into your public hearing agenda for this evening. The first item is a rezoning case. It is 272-07, being C-21C-07 in the Tucko District. It is the Rebke Company. It's a request to conditionally rezone from B2C and B3C, Business District Conditional, all to B2C, Business District Conditional. It's approximately 2.6 acres located on the north line of Patterson Avenue between Kerrybrook and Lauderdale Drive. A request has been made to defer this item until October 9th.
All right. Is that the request?
Yeah.
Then we'll see then. Is there anybody here that would object to this case be deferred until October 9th?
Seeing no one, Mr. Chairman, I move case C21C07 be deferred to October 9th, just to work out some minor language.
Okay. Moved by Ms. O'Bannon and second by Mr. Thornton that this case be deferred. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Case is deferred. But
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, moving into the other items on your public hearing agenda for this evening, the first item is 334-07. This is a resolution for amendment to the fiscal year 2007-2008 annual physical plan to reappropriate funds for continuing grant programs and certain unencumbered balances from fiscal year 2006-2007, and two, to appropriate funds for certain new programs. This is the largest budget amendment that comes to you each year. We try to provide you information well in advance. Mr. Walter has stayed up for the last three nights preparing for this presentation.
2 feet of paper.
Well, there was some discussion even at the introduction time, so we've looked at this to some degree, but you want to make a...
Yes, sir. There was some discussion. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, and citizens in the audience. My name is Gene Walter, and I'm the acting budget director. And I'm here tonight, as the county manager said, to present the first budget amendment of fiscal year 2007-2008. I would like to note that this amendment was introduced at the September 11th board meeting. And at that time, the board authorized the advertisement of the amendment and tonight's public hearing. The advertisement was in the September 18th Richmond Times-Dispatch. I would like to make a brief summary of the paper. As the county manager stated, the September paper is the largest amendment request that you will consider during the year, and it includes three separate components. And the list you were presented is in three different colors to make it more easily to decipher those components. The total amount of the amendment is almost $49.3 million, and that is less than last year's September amendment. The first component of the paper is a reappropriation for grant programs, and that's the ivory-colored pages. This portion of the amendment reappropriates expenditure balances for grant programs whose authorization extends beyond June 30, 2007. All of these reappropriations for grant programs are in the county special revenue fund. The total for this component is $18.7 million. The second component of the paper is a reappropriation for continuing programs, and that is the blue-colored pages. This portion of the amendment is a reappropriation for continuing programs, which I said already. This portion reappropriates expenditure balances which were approved in fiscal year 2006-2007 that remain outstanding and continues the gas tax-supported appropriation for public works. The total for this component is $5.8 million, of which $4.6 million is for the public works reappropriation. Of the total public works reappropriation, $2.8 million will go in the operating budget for road maintenance expenses, and $1.8 million will be transferred to the capital budget for general road construction, bridge repair, and traffic signals. And that transfer from one fund to the other is also included in this paper. The third and final component of the paper is a new amendment request, and that is the pink pages. This is very typical of the normal amendments that you'll see throughout the year, and the total for this is $24.7 million. Some of the highlights of the new amendments are an appropriation of $223 million for the Commonwealth Attorney, and this request will appropriate six...
Mr. Walter, how
positions.
Much was that?
$223,263.
You said $223 million.
Oh. Added a few extra zeros. Sorry about that. this amendment request appropriates additional state revenue, which was approved by the General Assembly during their final budget deliberations, which was after the county had approved its budget. And as I stated, this will be six new positions. There is also an amendment request of $679,000 from the Division of Fire, which will appropriate funding and create nine new positions, new firefighter positions for the county's 13th EMS unit, and that will be located at Fire Station 1. This unit will operate on a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week basis. And the request includes funding for 6 months of personnel operating costs. It will take that long to get an ambulance ordered and get ready for the new positions. There is a series of amendments for social services that totals $2.7 million. These amendments comprise largely of federal and state funds for services that are based on demand and categorical aid. The county has received notification that these funds are available, and in certain areas, local match requirements, and they're noted in the amendment language. The paper also includes the new amendments for CDBG and home appropriations from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and that total is almost $1.9 million. There is a $1 million $1 million requested appropriation for Brook Road improvements, and this improvement would include construction of additional southbound travel lanes, sidewalks, and drainage improvements to a portion of Brook Road between Parham Road and Villa Park Drive. There are also two school capital projects. The first project is $579,000, and that continues improvements at Deep Run High School for their athletic fields. The second request is $789,000, and that is for the renovation of Freeman High School, and that's a project that was improved on the November 2000 general obligation bond referendum. And finally, to note is the interfund transfer, which is moving the money that is requested to be carried forward, reappropriated for public works from the general fund to the capital project fund, and $1.8 million, and that will go for general capital projects. As I stated earlier, this is a public hearing, and county staff is available to answer questions you may have, and I want to thank you, and I'm prepared to try to answer questions you may have.
All right. Thanks for the summary, Walter. The board has looked at this paper on several occasions and have had some question answers, but there may be still others. Sure.
I just wanted to, for clarification, I had two questions. On the plantation pipeline consent order, that's $200,000. I just wanted to get a little bit of information. The $200,000 comes from a fine. Is that what that is? And fine that was levied. Is that what that means? That consent order.
Yes, it is, Mr. Ben. And this was a consent order with the Department of Environmental Quality that, in essence, is a payment made by Plantation Pipeline imposed by DEQ.
The DEQ.
What page is that, Mr. Ben?
Huh?
What page is that?
It's on
page 6 of 39.
Page what?
And yellow.
Six in the yellow. Six in the yellow.
I sit on the local emergency planning committee, and one of the things that we had been working on was a computer program that when the fire truck arrives at a fire, that they can push the button on a computer program that identifies what type of chemicals or hazardous materials may be in the building, so that when the firefighters arrive that they don't rush into the building and then not know that something may explode. That's what this is going for, right? A program?
Yes, ma'am.
Like
a portion of it is the Tier 2 manager computer program, which you're addressing. This money was simply carried over. It has to be reappropriated, but yes, that is the intent of a portion of that money.
And it has to be expended by October 15th?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
And so they're prepared to purchase that program because that's very important. That was something we've been asking about and had hoped
to get. Yes, ma'am. The reappropriation for grant programs is most localities, the boards don't see that. It's just an automatic carry forward. You as a body have chosen to review it, but it is... it's carried forward earlier, thus the department could begin working on their purchase orders.
Okay, I just want to, that was very important, and the LEPC is made up of business people in the community, and they were very interested in that, so that program. The other one is on page 21 of 39. This is a continuing program, so it's being, I guess, carried forward also. The Henrico History Book, I just want to know a little bit more about that. This is Henrico History Month.
That's a request by Recreation and Parks, and these funds were added to the budget in 2003-2004, and it's continuation of the publication and preparation of the Henrico County History Book.
Yeah, well, who's writing it? I mean, I've just forgotten. Maybe I've forgotten the details of that. Just interested to get some detail.
Right, this is the Henrico history book, and this is the one by Dr. Lewis Marin and Dr. Clifford.
Dowdy?
Yes.
Dowdy?
Clifford Dowdy.
Okay. So it's the real thick one? It's going to be republished? Is that it, or it's a continuation or rewriting of it?
It's actually been transferred to the libraries, mm-hmm. and they are currently working on that book with Dr. Manor and, I believe, Chuck Pebble.
They are. I've met with Dr. Manor and actually, Chuck was not able to come, but I've met with Dr. Manor, and this will be an update of the book. This money is simply bringing forward in order to continue the marketing efforts for this book, but I anticipate you're going to get a second revised edition.
Revised edition? Because I know they were hoping to reprint it, because I know it was out of print.
We're actually ordering that print.
Okay.
It's already been done.
Excellent, because that's like the definitive book, basically. But it will be in a reprint, and it will...
There will be an update. We have not brought that to you yet because we haven't completed.
Okay.
You've got two things going on. You've got a reprint of the existing book, and you have potentially an update of this book, which will come to you later.
Thank you. Again, it's sort of a preparation for 2011, and,
yes.
and these things we're working up to, so excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Is that cover yours, Pat?
Yeah, that was
pretty good. Any other board members have further questions or comments? If not, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who may have any questions or comments? If you may not have seen the documents, but from what you've heard, everybody's happy. Okay.
Resolution.
Mr. Chairman, after someone makes the second, I want to make a comment.
All right. A motion by Mr. Glover to approve the resolution, seconded by Mr. Thornton. Any other comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, one of the things I want to mention is as we look at this paper, to some people it may not have as much meaning, but to some of us it has a little bit more. And I bring attention to the Brook Road Project. We have five persons in here, which several of members have been on a task force for the improvement of Brook Road in certain areas. And what I think is so creative, Mr. Chairman, is here we have a partnering between the county and VDOT included in this funding tonight. So I want to thank those citizens who worked on this Brook Road Enhancement Group and also the spokesman from the Villa. And this shows you what citizen synergy can do. So, Mr. Chairman, I just want to bring that out since those citizens are with us tonight. That I want to just say that we are very appreciative of the fine work that they've given over the years.
Thank you. All right. Now, we have a motion and a second on this paper. So I'm calling for question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. And the resolution is approved. And, Mr. Manager, move on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 301-07. This is an ordinance to grant Cavalier the right and privilege to construct, operate, and maintain a cable system within Henrico County. This item was deferred from your meeting of September the 11th, 2007. Mr. Prota?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, as Mr. Hazlett has indicated, you did defer this item from your past meeting. I will attempt to answer any further questions you might have. I would remind the board that this would be the third franchise that should use. Approve it for the Henrico, and the provisions of this franchise with Cavalier would be very much similar to the other two, that is the one with Comcast and the one with Verizon. This particular one would be for a 15-year term and would provide for very similar provisions, including a 5% communications tax, which, as you know, went into effect in January of 2007, which applied to all communication services. Again, I would be glad to try to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. The board's had an opportunity to review this in a couple of work sessions, and we're going to act on this tonight. Any further questions by board members? Okay. Then this is a public hearing. Anybody in the audience who would like to comment on this this ordinance to grant Cavalier the right to operate?
Cavalier is represented this evening also.
Mr. Chairman, hearing no one that wants to speak, I'd move resolution. I'll move the ordinance.
All right.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Glover, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Thank you.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, 335-07. This is an ordinance for vacation of a drainage and utility easement located in Linden Point in the Brooklyn District. Mr. Price.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, approval of this ordinance will vacate the drainage and utility easements across lots 1 through 12 of Block A, lot 13 of Block B, and lots 24, 25, and 26 of Block C in Linden Point subdivision. The owner, H.H. Hunt Homes, L.C., wants to be able to build larger detached garages on these lots, and this vacation will allow them to do so. There are no county facilities in these easements. This request was processed through the Departments of Planning, Public Utilities, and Public Works without objection.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, board members? Comments? All right, again, this is a public hearing. Anybody in the audience who would like to comment or has any question regarding the vacation of this drainage easement in the Linden Point subdivision in Brooklyn?
Yeah, no one would like to speak, Mr. Chairman. I think it's a good thing, and I would recommend approval of the ordinance.
All right. Motion by Mr. Glover to approve, and second by Mr. Thornton. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. That ordinance is also carried. One more.
Next item, 336-07. This is an ordinance for vacation of a portion of a utility easement on lots 1 and 2, Block A, Section 2, in the Clarendon Farms subdivision, Fairfield District. Mr. Price?
Yes, sir. Approval of this ordinance will vacate a portion of a utility easement between lots 1 and 2, Block A of Clarendon Farms, Section 2. Larry Parker is the owner of Lot 1 and has conveyed a new easement along Clarendon Road. The easement between lots 1 and 2 is no longer needed. The new easement was conveyed to the county at no cost. This request was processed through the Departments of Planning and Public Utilities without objection.
Okay, any question by board members here? If not, again, public hearing. Anybody in the audience care to comment or question this ordinance, vacation of utility easement in Fairfield District? Seeing none,
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the ordinance.
Second.
Move for approval by Ms. Thornton, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Okay, that brings us down to public comments this evening. That's time set aside for anybody in the audience who would like to address the board with any concerns. And we don't have anybody signed up.
We
but,
do not.
Anybody can address the board, come forward and... Mm-hmm. We normally put a 5-minute time limit on here if you can cover it in that time.
If you'd identify yourself, sir.
Sure. Hi, I'm Michael Havison. I live out on Chestnut Hill Drive in Glen Allen, Virginia, in the community of Windham. I'm here representing approximately 800 homeowners in our association. And the issue is that our street has been through a 1-year process of being slurry paved, and there are other streets in our community that have also been slurry paved. The type of application that the slurry paver is using is called Class B slurry, and we are very unhappy with the results of the use of that slurry product in our community, both from an aesthetic look, a safety features, and as well as having a third-party professional assessor evaluate the condition of our road as well. I have a copy of the assessment report with me tonight. I'd like to share that and have that entered into the meeting minutes for this procedure. I'll just go ahead and read a few of the observations made by the consultant. It's done by Burton Ernie Consultants. They're a consulting firm out of both Falls Church, Virginia, and Palmyra, Virginia. The assessor we had do our assessment has 37 years' experience in road construction and maintenance, is a graduate of Villanova University with a degree in engineering, construction engineering. I'm just going to hit on some of the key words in here, such as shock, very poor appearance, inconsistent appearance, obvious and unsightly, poor workmanship, definitely beyond specification limits and unacceptable workmanship, very rough and spotty, and detracts from the overall beauty of Windham. I'd like the county manager as well as the participants to consider an immediate moratorium on the use of slurry in Henrico County as well as in Windham, and consider having another assessor come in and look at the work that has been done by Slurry Pavers Incorporated. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Harrison, there is some background to your comments, and Public Works has been in your neighborhood, and we've met with you, and Public Works has also prepared some cost summary of what you're suggesting. And so, Mr. Manager, I don't think we can handle this here tonight at this particular point, but what would you suggest that we set up a meeting with Mr. Harrison and or your Wyndham Homeowners Association? Is that something that we ought to just to inform them where we are and what and try to respond to this?
Oh, we certainly can, sir. That's not an issue at all. We can get a time on the calendar that is, of course, acceptable to Mr. Harrison and his group. We'll be happy to meet with him to go over where we are, what we do, and the cost of that program. Of course, I would also have to present that to the board if there were any consideration of changing, but I think we do need to meet with the group first.
And, Mr. Chairman, may I suggest, too, I know that this is tangential to this whole discussion, but we did broach this topic before about the quality of the slurry treatment itself. And tonight's the first time I heard something I thought the gentleman said Class B. But I'm just hoping that we're not just looking, and I know we won't, just one jurisdiction, but look at a whole policy in the county, because I've had some telephone calls about this same issue.
We have homes for sale in our community that are not selling, and some of the reasons are that folks that are looking at the homes, potential buyers, are saying that they don't understand why the street appears the way that it appears. So not only do we have an issue that it's aesthetically unappealing, but from an overall return on investment perspective and tax assessment, the homes are not selling at the rate that they should be.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we're more than happy to meet with Mr. Harrison.
Mr. Manager and Mr. Chairman, I have a comment that I'd like to make, that I'd like for you all to be sure to include in your comments when you meet that the governor, in his wisdom, saw fit to reduce the ordinance or the law that or the bill that they had in last year for transportation, and he took away somewhere between $11 and $22 million away from Henrico County. The only provision he made or alteration he made to that bill, and you know, while our citizens are asking for better roads, and I don't blame you, I agree with you, maybe the citizens might want to remind the governor that he took away somewhere between $11 and $22 million of money that was put in the bill to increase our maintenance budget money from $83,000 or $8,300 per lane mile to, I'm not sure what it would have amounted to, but it would have been equal to at least somewhere close to Arlington County, Victoria, Virginia, South Hill, Virginia, Chase City, Virginia, Blackstone, and those places. And I really would like for the citizens, the 800 citizens that you represent, to put to the governor the question, why did he take away from Henrico and no one else?
Understood, sir. But the we're not debating looking for better roads. We're looking for roads that are of the same structure as what they were prior to doing the slurry.
I agree with you, but the thing is we get $8,300 per lane mile. If the governor had given us the money that was in that bill, which was what the bill was introduced to do, was to improve the road system, the transportation system, but in Henrico, he did not. In fact, he hurt the Henrico County residents, not just the county of Henrico, but you and Wyndham are feeling some of the effects of it because it's difficult to afford to do something beyond what we're doing, and I think they'll get into it when they meet with you. Because we do not have the monies that Arlington County has, which is somewhere close to $15,000 per lane mile, as related to us, it's about $8,300. Right. Victoria, Virginia, 1,200 people, they get $1,300 per lane mile, $13,000 per lane mile, where we get $8,300.
Well, I think the return on investment here is about the quality of the work that was done, not about the issue with the governor. If the workmanship that is indicated on Slurry Paper's website about specifications of its product, the use of its product, if they could adhere to those limitations and make the product appear as they promised, then we wouldn't be here tonight.
I don't disagree with you there. I just wanted to get the point in that every chance I get that the governor took between 11 and $22 million away from Henrico County that the General Assembly had approved.
Understood. And I think slurry has a cost-benefit analysis associated with it. I understand it's about a third the price of doing regular paving. But if a third of the price and you can't get it to look right or feel right or be approved by the citizenship, then it really doesn't have any value to the community as a whole.
But you got to have money to do it. That's what my point is. I'm going to keep making that same point that the governor took between $11 and $22 million away from Henrico County.
Understood.
He did it arbitrarily.
If we can do the road right with slurry, I'm all for it. And so
okay,
the community I represent.
This is a huge question of policy and monetary question. It's a countywide issue, and Public Works has studied and put some figures on this. I think it's in the $70 to $100 million range. So we do want to address it. Are you here representing the Windham Association as well, or we need to have the officers from there?
Yeah, we can have the officers attend our meeting as well. Sure.
Well, I think they should be, man. But do you represent the whole association tonight?
I represent the people that live inside of the community of Windham. I'm not part of the association, no.
Okay. Well, but you agree the association ought to be involved?
Absolutely, and they are involved.
Right. Okay. Well, Ms. Manager, then maybe you and Mr. Priestess can arrange to meet with a designated group. And because we are talking a countywide issue here.
Yep.
Yes, sir. I was about to address that to Mr. Thornton and the other members of the board. Slurry pavers is used throughout Henrico County, so the concerns expressed by Mr. Havison would be addressed on a countywide basis because that's what you're seeing, the same people, the same type of material.
Okay. Fine. Do you have anything else to say, Mike?
Just want to read to you what says on the Slurry Paver's website about the product. Properly designed and applied, Slurry Seal will replace the lost surface fines, fill in slight surface imperfections, and provide you with a uniform, I repeat, a uniform, freshly paved look for your street or parking lot. And that's not what we have.
Well,
thank you very much for hearing me talk about
it. Thank you. All right. Is there anybody else now that wants to address the board in this public comments session? Yes.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, board, Mr. Manager. My name is George Marchenko of the Cuthoe District, and I've been asked to come up here and just inform that a couple of individuals have been unable to access the historic annual budget and financial reports that had been previously available online on the Media Services website through the Henrico County link. So I don't know if there's been a new or a decision or a policy made about disabling access to those historical financial budget reports, but they're not accessible. And I've also noticed that access to the MuniCode County Ordinance website is also disabled, and that's been a couple of days now, and that returns a message of overload. And up until about 30 minutes ago, it's been running an overload message throughout the day. So what I'd like to do, maybe, Mr. Manager, is if access is still restricted tomorrow, maybe just send you an email and ask you to send that through the IT chain and find out if there's some interruption in access to those two things.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Marchenko, I'll get you that answer fairly quickly. We'll talk about that early in the morning and
all right.
What we can do.
Great.
Thank you. You've got the two issues?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else? Thank you. All right, now, anybody else want to take advantage of this opportunity for public comment? If not, then Mr. Manager will move into the general agenda.
We do, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Moving into your general agenda for this evening, the first item, 337-07, is an introduction of ordinance. This is to amend and reordain subsection 3 of subsection E of section 20-72, the code titled Elderly or Permanently and Totally Disabled Persons. This is all to increase the income limit under the tax relief for the elderly and or permanently and totally disabled program known as REAP from $52,000 to $62,000. Mr. Trice?
Yes, good evening, members of the board and county manager. Tonight I am here to introduce an ordinance to amend the section of the county code pertaining to the tax relief program afforded to the elderly and permanently disabled. The proposed ordinance would increase the income limit from relief from $52,000 to $62,000 effective January 1st, 2008, which is the maximum allowed under the state law. The public hearing on this measure is scheduled for October 23rd, and I'd be glad to answer any questions you might have on this topic.
Okay, thank you. The board's been over this proposal a number of times earlier, and this is to put it into effect beginning of January.
Yes, sir. This establishes your public hearing for October 23rd.
Oh, okay. This is
move introduction.
All right.
Second.
All right. Motion to approve the introduction by Mr. Glover and seconded by Ms. O'Bannon. Any further discussion?
It's the maximum allowed by state law.
Yes. Okay. Is Mr. Okay. All right. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. 338-07 is a resolution. This is a resolution for signatory authority for the comprehensive agreement for the extension of North Gaten Road. Mr. Proton.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this resolution would authorize the county manager to execute a comprehensive agreement with W.C. English Incorporated and the county for the extension of North Gaten Road at a fixed fee of $38,600,000. This project was approved in the 2005 bond referendum and was conducted pursuant to the Public-Private Partnership Transportation Act and the implementing guidelines that the board adopted in January of 2006. The project will include approximately a 2.4-mile extension from present West Broad Street over I-64, bridge over I-64, to Pouncey Track Road, and in addition, Shady Grove Road between Pouncey Track and Twin Hickory would also be improved. As I indicated, this is being conducted pursuant to the Public-Private Transportation Act and, in effect, provides for a turnkey contract for both the design and construction as well as some related services. If the board approves this contract or this authorizes the manager to execute this agreement this evening, we would anticipate a completion schedule of approximately December of 2011. Might add that representatives from the contractor, from the team, are here this evening, including Doug Dalton, the president of English Construction. I'll be glad to try to answer any questions you might have.
Well, I think, Mr. Proto, we've discussed this in work sessions, and ever since the bond referendum was passed in 2005,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Sir.
And speaking. For the Three Chop District, where this road will be built, I can say that it's one of the best steps forward for the people in the Northwest Quadrant who are somewhat constrained in their access to Broad Street and to 64 by the single Ponce Track Road bridge, which is being replaced. So it's a very important measure in the quality of life of those people in that quadrant, and it also has very direct ramifications on the land that the board agreed to purchase off from Kane Road. This access is very close to that and will enhance greatly the value of that property. So that's the second good reason, I think, to approve this resolution. And I'm going to take the prerogative as chairman to move the resolution and to open it for
second.
A discussion. Second by Mr. Glover. Is there any further discussion? If not, fine. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you.
Can we vote again?
That's good for now.
Item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 339-07 is a resolution. For approval of the fiscal year 2008 Community Services Board Performance Contract between the Virginia Department of Mental Health, Mental Retardation, and Substance Abuse Services and the Henrico Area Mental Health and Retardation Services Board. Mr. O'Connor.
Chairman, members of the board, as the manager indicated, this is the annual approval as required by the Code of Virginia by this board of the contract between the Community Services Board for Henrico County and the Virginia Department of Mental Health Rehabilitation and Substance Abuse Services. Mm-hmm. The contract is based largely on the budget already approved by this board, and the other conditions of the contract are largely unchanged from last year. This paper requests your approval of that contract.
Okay, any questions by board members?
This is mandated, right?
It's mandated that the three governing bodies of the three jurisdictions we serve approve the contract. Yes, ma'am.
Serve the contract. Okay. Move the resolution.
Second.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 340-07, an introduction of ordinance to amend and reordain section 15-58 of the Code of the County titled Concealed Handgun Permit, relating to the issuance of the concealed handgun permits. Chief Stanton?
Yes, Mr. Manager. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this paper basically introduces a change to the county code section 15-58, which relates to the concealed handgun permit process. This change basically is caused by changes within the General Assembly in this past year. Basically, what it does, it expands the law enforcement officer retirees to be able to receive a permit without paying a fee, and this applies to basically any police agency within the United States. It also changes the eligibility criteria for the law enforcement officers to serve at least 15 years rather than 20, which is in the section now, of active service. It also eliminates the fingerprinting application process after the first initial application is filed. Then at that point, after the investigation is completed based on the fingerprints, then those fingerprints are actually sent back to fingerprint cards are sent back to the applicant.
This establishes a public hearing for October 23rd.
Move introduction.
Second.
All right. The introduction moved for approval by Mr. Glover, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Chief.
Item 341-07 is a resolution. This is for the acceptance of a gift from Ryan Holmes. Ms. Meyer?
They given us something. Move resolution.
Is this going to Parks and Rec?
Yes, sir. Second.
$1,000. Do you recommend that?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay.
I would like to say that if a Mr. Gene Smith, however, is here.
Oh, okay.
He is here with Ryan Holmes, and he is the division manager with Ryan Holmes East, and I would like to thank him very much on behalf of the Division of Recreation and Parks and the County of Henrico for this gift.
Okay. We second that. Thanks. And we have a motion and a second, right?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you again.
Thank you.
Item 342-07 is also a resolution for acceptance of a gift from the Richmond Square and Round Dance Association. Ms. Meyer?
Yes, sir. This also is a gift from the Richmond Square and Round Dance Association. Couldn't get that out. And they have graciously provided a gift of $1,000 to Henrico County to support the Division of Recreation and Parks and our cultural arts programming. This donation was actually made by 12 square dance clubs in Henrico, which are affiliated with the Richmond Square and Round Dance Associations. The Henrico-based clubs are coordinated by the Division of Recreation and Parks. The Director of Recreation and Parks recommends approval of this paper, and the County Manager concurs.
I just have a question. I know what square dancing is. What is round dancing?
Huh. Round dancing is done in a circle.
They don't call figures for round dancing.
I can't really say. I've never actually done round dancing.
If I'd been down in the country, you'd know what I said.
Here's the resolution.
Anybody there from the organization here?
Not that I know of.
Okay, motion by whom?
O'Bannon.
Second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no.
Thank
Any
you.
Any other business, Mr. Manager?
No other items, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Move with it.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.